Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me thank the UNECE Secretariat and the University of Zurich for the insightful presentations and for the preparation of the demo version of the AI-based tool on resilient energy systems. The energy crisis has clearly demonstrated the weaknesses of our energy systems, and the resilience of our energy systems was certainly put to proof within the past year. Being in the midst of an energy crisis, the topic of resilient energy systems is certainly key, and Austria would therefore like to thank the UNECE Secretariat on the work it has done prior to today's launch of the Platform on Resilient Energy Systems. Austria generally welcomes that the platform will act as a forum for exchange of information and a multi-stakeholder dialogue, and cooperation between the groups of experts was already mentioned today. However, we would also like to point out that other international organizations also deal with similar topics, particularly regarding the topic of critical raw materials and duplications have to be avoided. Austria would like to highlight that the work carried out under the newly created platform shall by no means undermine the energy transition and the need to accelerate the deployment of renewable energies. The concepts of energy resilience and energy transition should, in our view, be looked at closely together. We would also like to highlight that Austria does not consider nuclear power to be a resilient nor a sustainable energy source. Austria is convinced that the decarbonization of energy systems without nuclear energy is possible and desirable, and therefore Austria sees definitely no room for activities aiming at fostering the nuclear sector within the activities of the platform. Additionally, Austria would appreciate more detailed information on some of the activities that are proposed under the platform, such as the establishment of an energy emergency response center and an energy emergency assistance platform, as referred in the background documents. The UNECE's initiative to support fact-based decision-making through the establishment of an AI-based tool is an interesting approach. However, Austria would also appreciate further clarifications on the funding of the tool. Austria would also like to know how the Secretariat plans to ensure information in the tool is not going to be biased in case private sector will be engaged as proposed in one of the background documents. We welcome UNECE's efforts to cooperate with other international organizations and would like to underline that the tool's success will partially rely on the number of diversity of international organizations involved in the tool creation, and it is nice to see that many of the partner organizations are already here today. Austria would particularly be interested to see international organizations dealing with renewable energies such as ARENA be part of the tool. Finally, we would like to congratulate UNECE on the launch of the Platform for Resilient Energy Systems, and we look forward to seeing the platform further develop. Thank you for your attention.